Thanks for stopping by the Holy Ghost Calling website. It's been a long day for some of us, and I know many of you probably have put in a hard day too, wherever you live. But we've gathered here this evening, and Brother Freedom is here, but best of all, the Holy Spirit is here, and we believe God's going to show up. The Lord is so wonderful. He's so glorious. And we hope that you'll listen to the whole service, because there'll be something for you, I'm sure. Father, we thank you for your wonderful touch. We thank you for how you're using Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord, for the many different nations where people are downloading these services. And we thank you, Lord, for touching them today in a very special and a wonderful way. And we give you all the praise. And Lord, we offer up this meeting place to you for your purposes in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're just so grateful and thankful for all the good things that you've provided for us. For this wonderful day, for our health, our strength, our providing our food, our livelihood for us. We thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you how you've straightened out a lot of crooked bumps that's in the road, and you help us to go over these paths very smoothly, and we thank you for that great strength. We thank you for your great pardon. We thank you for your great blessing, and we thank you that you're so real. And Father God, we know just some day, just like this day, you're going to come back. It's going to be the day of the promise. Father, I believe you're coming very soon. After the anointing's off of me, I feel like I go from glory into glory. All through the week, I struggle till I get here. When I get here, I come alive. It's like everything's coming. I don't know how. It's just so hard through the week, and yet, when I come in here and the presence of God starts coming down, it's your blessing. And Father, I thank you you're forever faithful. I thank that you are my help. You are my strength. You are my way maker. You are our peacemaker. Father, we thank you that you love us. And you know all about us. And Father, we just need to trust you so completely. We must believe with all our whole hearts that you have everything under control. And there's no hardship before us. There's nothing impossible that we're going to come through with your help. We thank you for that blessing. We thank you for that peace evermore. And we thank you for this wonderful day. And we pray out there for those this day that you're having problems. I pray that you'll, Lord, that you'll touch these ones in a very special way. We pray that healing will be made in the hearts of those that need that special strength. Father, we pray for this man here in town seeing healing for his life. We pray this day that you'll, this hour, that you'll start dealing, moving in his body, even though he doesn't know it. I pray right now that you'll start moving in him in a very powerful way. And we thank you. We thank you for all the ones this day that need a special touch. We believe for that special touch. We believe for that special strength. And we thank you for your bountiful blessings that go beyond our, higher than our understanding and even think. That you're there to help us, to strengthen us, uplift us. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. In the Old Testament, our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, were all preceded through the eyes of faith. They walked by faith. And we see that the walls of Jericho came down by faith. We see all these wonderful things. And the great men of and women of God of old, the great patriarchs were written about their great faith they had in the Lord. And at the last of the faith chapter, I'd like to read this because it really touched my heart. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, having provided a better thing for us, they which without us should not be made perfect. I truly believe what God is talking about is what's on the horizon. It's talking about the promise of God the Father. He's coming back to bring us all home to live in that mansion that he's been building for all these long years. It's that perfect place. And he's longing, it says in James, he longs for our return. And I believe that is that promise. But they couldn't receive, but we're about to receive it because he's coming back very shortly, very soon and on time. He's coming that all people can have their hope and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ shall live throughout the eternity in faith in the Lord. And there'll never be no more trials. There'll be no more sickness. What we see this day, we see a lot of people that sickness. We see that we have prayer requests of people, cancer, and all these tumors, and all these, like myself, and strokes, and all these colossal, the hospitals are full of problems that people have. And that's, we need to be sympathetic to those that are going through a situation, because God is the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our tribulations, all of our persecutions, all of our downsettings, all of our times that we are hurting. God is aware of it. There's nothing hid from Him. He sees every time we stub our toe. He's there when we raise an eyebrow, when we twitch our nose a little bit. We wiggle our ear if we can. He wants all these. God, He sees it all. And that's how big He is. And yet He can compute it all and do that for you, me, and everybody else, and still have perfect senses. We'd be lost the first go around. But God is so mighty, so wonderful, and He's got it all in under control. He's not slack concerning His promises. He's here to rearrange our lives, to help us, to the tiles, and He knows in the last days that perilous times are going to come. It says men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. And we're seeing that false accusers. There are many that will tell lies on people. Heady, high-minded. We see high-minded, heady, and all these things. Lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. How a form of godliness, but denying the power from thereof, some such turn away. That last part is the part that He says, having those, we're to turn away from any that believe not in the full power of God. That's what it commands. Have nothing to do with it. We're not saying Godspeed. On that, all these other things, God helps us. When we come against His power, His structure that He has given us to live with, and say there's nothing to it, it's all back in the some centuries before, it's not for now, that's not true. It's not what the Word of God says. God calls it as a day coming when He's going to move upon His people mightily. They're going to go with signs and wonders. He's going to go with the working them from heaven. He's going to bind the powers of darkness. He's going to loose the captivity free. He's going to help those that need help. You know, that's what I really love about going to rescue missions and these places of where there's people of all are hurting. There's going to be a day, and I see God moving there in a mighty way. We see these people are so without hope. They don't have nothing. They got just about what they have on their the clothes they have on. That's about what they have. But yet God touches these people in a very special way. And I believe He moves there mightily, because I see Him moving there mightier than most of the places I'm going to say that acknowledge Him as Lord of their life. You go down to these little dimly spots where these people there are what we call second-rate people, third-rate people that have nothing. A lot of people say, oh, they're not even worthy to preach to. I hear people say that, oh, well, let the people that's learning to preach, let them go down there. Let them be going down. I don't count it that way. Those people are special. And God sees us as a special need. He says, did you visit me in prison? Did you go when I was sick? God said, well, you should go to these places. And otherwise, we should not have differences. We should not have concerns that we're just going to minister to the just. We're just going to minister to a special people. God opens our love to be expounded to all people. He's called us to give ourselves mightily to the service of all hearts and lives. We're to be a vessel of praise and honor. We're to be a vessel of inspiring the others round about us, that we might be a witness, that we might be God's timepiece in this last hour that people will see, say, I know that God's coming back. I see it in His people. I see it in the example of His love in His people. I see the power of God upon them. I see the love of God. I know that God must be coming back because I see His people truly are living in Him. We don't see that very much. We see the opposite. We see those that are negative. We need those who have a positive relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they're not lacked in any of God's power. They're there as a servant of God. They're there to help others. They're there to have a love that constrains them, to help them, to compel them to pray, to believe that God's going to touch these little nobody people in a mighty way. Because, you know, God has compassion on the poor. He has compassion on the sick. He has compassion. And when we, as God's people, don't have that same compassion, we're coming against God Himself. God wants us to be compassionate like He is. He wants us to be concerned like He is. He wants us to be considerate of those who are living in no means. We want them that are living under a bridge. We want us to be considerate. We may not be able to help them, but we can pray for them. We can give them a helping hand if need be. We're at a place that God will demonstrate His love through our hands. You know, sometimes it's just the smile on our face says so much. If you just have a smile, it touches people. A man told me yesterday something that I never thought. He said, when you was in the hospital, I didn't even think about it. He said, your smile touched a lot of people. Our smile can touch, especially when everything's sad. When I was hurting, but I wasn't hurting, I was happy. Another man told me that today, the same thing. I'm just saying that we need to have God's love upon us with a bountiful blessing. We need to pray that we'll be a blessing of love, a hope. We don't have to tell nobody we're a Christian. We are a Christian. We're a servant of God. We're in love with our Father. We want to please Him. Enoch pleased God. You know, that could be mostly said of us. If Enoch pleased God, I read it today again, if Enoch's life pleased God. Does our life please God? Does our life say something to the world? Does our life approve of the things that happen? Does our life witness the things of God? Does our life rather go with the things of the world? Does it look like the world? Do we get a little shady in certain deals? Do we hear something, we don't say nothing about it? We let it go unthought, but you know, God sees it. God sees that when we're a little bit shady, when we're a little bit underhanded, when we're a little bit silent in the wrong ways. When we say, God's real. And when we can't tell that to some people, we can't say God's good because we're afraid how they're going to receive it. We're afraid they're going to be angry with us. Well, what difference does it make? We need to say it anyway. God is good. He's mighty. He's blessed. He's holy. He is beyond any respect. He's a gentleman above all gentlemen. God is great. He's real. He's a doctor of all doctors. He's the lawyer of all lawyers. He's a preacher of all preachers. He knows all, is all, and is all. All, that's not good English, but all is all. That's all. That's all. Like he told me, he said, when you go for it, we need to go for it. The last hour, we need to go for it. We need to have enthusiasm. We need to have so much enthusiasm, even though a cough or whatever we have, don't bother. We're alive in the Lord, dead in the sin. We need to be alive in the God. We need to be wise as God. We need to come into His power and into His blessing with understanding. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us, He that's in the world. Let not our heart, we don't need to let our hearts be troubled no longer. We don't have to let it be afraid. Because God has not given the spirit of fear, but has given the sound mind. He's given us love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, all the good things. He hasn't given us the spirit of hatred. He hasn't given us the spirit of wrong spirits. He hasn't given us the spirit of unbelief. God hasn't given us those spirits. If you have them, they're not coming from God. God doesn't give them. He gives you only good gifts. He gives you every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father above. There is no variableness. And then shout, turning, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around has a roaring like a sea, whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished within the brothers in the world, casting all your cares upon our Heavenly Father, for he cares for you. God's given us the strength. He's given us the anchor, sure, that we can be anchored in his great deep of many miracles, the sea of miracles, the sea of promises, the sea of heavenly promises that go on forever. The sea of God is full of his glory. He didn't try that sea. That ocean is full, so full, the earth people don't want to get close to it. But I want to travel that sea. I want to go out the deep of that. I want to indulge in that, indulge in his spirit, indulge in his power, indulge in his glory that's so real, so beneficial, so without blame, without no hatred. You know, when you get around God, you don't, we see the all the opposite. You don't feel any hatred. You don't feel any disgust. You see the good things. Love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, patience, all the good things you get from the gift of God. Those bad things you start feeling, they don't come from him. They come from the other side. And you start getting them, you need to get, say, Lord, set me free. I need a cleansing. I need to sweep my floor a little cleaner. I want you to help me, Lord, to get clean up my mess. I want it to you to make me over. We might have your visitation in my heart, that he might be real. Because God wants to occupy our lives. He wants to come into our bodies. He wants to be, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. What if we don't have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. It says, God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come up from among them. Be ye separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I shall receive you, and I shall be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. God's here to help us, to strengthen us, uplift us, to encourage us. God knows we're made of very fallible conditions. He knows our body can be consumed in a second without his spirit. But we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. And he'll help us to the end. He will help us. All we need is faith. We need to have our trust, believe it. If you made mistakes, don't let it bother you. If you've committed sin, don't let it bother you. Just start doing better. Start asking God. If you're out there, if you say, well, I'm having trouble, well, just join the game. God's going to help us to detour and walk in faith, walk in victory. We're not going to worry what we've had yesterday. We're worrying about tomorrow. We're more concerned what's ahead of us, not what happened. We're not looking. He was looking back for the plow. It's not fit for the kingdom of heaven. You might have a terrible life up to this day, but this life, the 23rd day of April this year, you're going to start having a good day. I'm going to speak of existence. Your days are going to get better. You're going to walk in victory throughout the world. You may be over there in Cuba, the other parts of the world this day, but I'll guarantee you, you'll start having a good day. You'll start walking in victory. You'll start walking in God's love. You'll start having a good day every day of your life, and there will be nothing can come your way if you'll walk in his love, walk in his victory. You can walk in his promises. Because you're his child, and he'll never let you go. You might make mistakes. You might make mistakes. You might make mistakes tomorrow. But God tells me how many times he forgives. 70 times 7. That's a 490 times a day. So get up off your feet and get on your knees and start praying. And God will help you. God will meet your need. God will be there. And he'll pray with you. You don't have to worry about him looking down upon you. He'll be there uplifting you, helping you to pray. You can learn to pray in victory. You can learn to pray in promise. You can learn to be an overcomer. You can learn to be a victorious Christian. You can learn to walk. You can learn to have a smile on your face. You're going to have the mind of Christ. You can have the visitation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And the anointing of God upon you that breaks the yoke of troubles. He'll meet the need in your life. There is no thing that you've seen that can ever separate you from God. There's nothing, nothing that you faced can separate you from God. Nothing. God before you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's within you. He's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's here to uplift you. God through Jesus will save you. Call upon Jesus and he will save you. He will lift you up. There is no temptation take a man which is common man, for God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. You might say, I sinned. Well, God will help you get cleansed. He may take you a week. It may take you a year. But if you keep on, you're going to make heaven. Don't give up. Go. Have enthusiasm. I'm going to make it. That's what I'm saying. I got faith. I'm going to make it. Anybody want to join me? Because that's what I believe. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to let nothing deter my step in the mud puddle. I'm not going to let stop me. I'm going to go over the other side and clean off and put some clean clothes on. Go on again. If I get in another mud puddle, I'll do the same thing again. And I'll keep on till I make heaven. Because when I get to heaven, I won't have to worry no longer. No more mud puddles. No more road ditches. No more nothing. No more filth. We're going to be a conqueror, sir. We're going to be living in heaven. We're going to live in above splendor. But till we get there, we're going to have to work out of salvation with fear and trembling. We're going to have to walk holy in his promises. But God will help us. He will see us through. He's here to lift you up, to encourage you this day. I want to encourage you. Please don't take your life. I'm speaking to one person here. You want to take your life. Don't take your life. Please. God wants to lift you up. He wants to give you a new mind. He wants to give you a new heart. Don't take your life. Don't let Satan give that. Give your heart to Jesus. And he will set you free. And you'll be so happy. You'll be so happy because he will retain you. He will cleanse you. He will refill you. And we're going to get a letter back to them. But I believe real shortly that someone's going to call back as you're being saved this night. And God's going to set you free. And the power of God's going to be on you. And you're going to have victory this night. In Jesus' name, go for it. Hallelujah. I'm with you. God's with you. Don't let nothing come your way that stops you. I love you. God loves you. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people tonight. For those out there this night have been thinking about suicide, I pray that you deal with them this night. Don't let them take your life. Don't let them. That's a lie from Satan. He has nothing to offer you. Give your heart to Jesus. He will cleanse you, give it something worthy to live for. I want you to be a blessing. I want you to live above reproach, and he will help you get there. Don't worry about what some pastor told you. Well, all these things that they might tell you. Men have told you, don't worry about that. Just give your heart to Jesus and go on, and God will bless you. He will keep you and he will save you. He will encourage you. I pray for you people. I pray that this will be a day of monuments for God this day. I pray that people's hearts will be touched. They'll be liberated from the things of darkness. They'll be set free this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. For you call upon the name of the Lord this night, God will save you. He will forgive you. He will give you new strength, a new hope, a new promise. And he will bless you. He'll make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and love you and give you inheritance of faith out of way reserved in heaven for you, that your eyes might be upon the Lord that cares this world, but your eyes will be on Jesus forevermore. We pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. We pray that you bless them in a mighty way and encourage them this way. We pray for the victory of the hearts of your people in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. You love you, saints. God loves you. Don't let the old devil tell you nothing, because you are something. You're God's child. Take place this day. I want to encourage you this day. God wants you to come alive. God wants you to be alive in him, dead the thing of this world. I want to encourage you this day. Go on with the Lord. Go on with the Lord. And God will give you peace like a mighty river. You'll have a blessing forever. Oh, pray for these people. I pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. Lord, I pray for the hearts of the people that call upon your name, that you'll forgive them. I know you will. You'll deal justly with them. You'll deal with them in a loving, compassionate way. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for that wonderful power. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for that goodness. We praise you for that mercy, for that wonderful blessing forevermore. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.